5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. How'd you like to be Daniel Weinmann? He won the World Series of Poker's main event world championship in Las Vegas on Monday, earning $12.1 million. Playing in the tournament for a 16th year, he was tops of all the players in a pool of over 10,000 people playing, vying for $93.3 million. The win came after just 164 hands at the final table. The previous record was 8,773 entrance in 2006. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Stephen Jones finished second. He got $6.5 million. Adam Walton was third. He got $4 million. Two of the Pirates' prize prospects ended up coming up and playing for the Bucks against Cleveland on Monday night. Andy Rodriguez knew it was time. 23 years old, the third-ranked prospect in the Pirates system. He was held out of Sunday's game at Indy, called up, came up, went 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. He said, "It felt good, felt great. Tomorrow's another day, right? I wasn't nervous. I saw the ball well." Now, the other guy was the starting pitcher. Of course, Priester, Quinn Priester, 22, a monster, 6'3", 210, had his major league debut and got lit up. The fourth-ranked prospect in the Bucs system allowed 7 runs, 7 hits, and 2 walks in 5 1/3. He said, "It's a debut. It only happens once for both of us. Maybe not the way you wanted it to go, but nonetheless, a really exciting day in both of our lives. We have to take as much good as we can from today and learn from the bad." Rodriguez hit .268 with 6 homers and 38 RBIs in 67 games with Indianapolis this season. He played in the All-Star Futures game. The Pirates are a season-high 12 games below .500 after their 20-8 start. Rodriguez said, "The future's here, man. I know we're going to do something special with this team. At some point, we're going to do the best job. I know we have a lot of younger players here, and I think we have the talent. We're going to do something special." Of course, Henry Davis is hitting .271 with 2 homers and 9 RBIs in 24 games. Priester, who was born September 15th of 2000, and Andy Rodriguez, who was born May 26th of 2000, became MLB's first starting battery born in 2000 or later, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. Priester started out great. He was drafted 18th overall by the Pirates in 2019. He had 9 pitches, 7 strikes to get through a perfect first inning after a big rain delay. He retired the first 9 batters before walking Stephen Kwan and giving up Rosario's 2-run homer. The big game of the night was in Baltimore at Camden, as the Red Hot Orioles had won 8 in a row. But Chris Taylor put an end to that. Taylor, a grand slam on an 0-2 pitch in the 6th inning, and the Dodgers rallied to beat the Orioles 6-4, snapping their winning streak. Baltimore stayed a game behind Tampa atop the AL East. Taylor said, "He threw me a bunch in a row. I was able to get to that one. You can't cheat to it, because he's got a slider and a changeup so well. So you really are just trying to touch it. I think I was just able to kind of make the adjustment as he kept throwing them." Brian Baker was the pitcher that he kept fouling like 4 straight pitches off, but then lit him up. L.A. was down 4-1 entering the 6th before Will Smith's RBI single. Freddie Freeman finished a homer shy of the cycle for the NL West leading Dodgers. And he had a triple to center field. Aaron Hicks couldn't deal with the ball, and it was at the wall. And that started a huge 6th inning for the Dodgers. Adley Rutschman homered for the O's in the game. Taylor has 6 grand slams in his career. The O's will send righty Tyler Wells, who's 7-4, to the mound against righty Michael Grove, who's 1-2 for the Dodgers tonight. Ohtani did it again. The stud tied the score in the 7th inning against the Yankees last night with his major league leading 35th home run. Another bomb. And that set up Michael Stefanik's game-ending single in the 10th that gave the Angels the walk-off 4-3 win over the Yankees. L.A. trailed 3-1 when Ohtani hit the 2-run drive off Michael King with a huge bat flip. Got everybody lit in Anaheim. Ohtani's homered in 3 straight games for the 6th time in 6 big league seasons and passed his home run total from last year in the process. Ohtani's homered in 19 times, I guess, in the last 31 games. The Yankees suck. They've dropped 7 of 9 and are 15-20 since Judge hurt his toe June 3rd. They're in last in the AL East, and they haven't been last in the AL East at this point of the season since 1990. The Bombers, if you want to call them that, struck out a season-high 17 times and were 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. The only bright spot for the Yankees, Severino, went 6 innings and allowed just 1 run. Meanwhile, his ERA was in the mid-7s. He's been awful, so he finally pitched decent. Canning gave up 2 runs in 5 2/3 for the Angels with 12 strikeouts on 120 pitches. That's a career high. They're saying Josh Donaldson could be out for the rest of the season with a grade 3 strain to his right calf. No one's going to miss him. He's awful. He's finished. His career is over. He's a hack. Domingo Germán, 5-5 with a 4.3 ERA, has allowed 5 runs, 3 earned in his last 2 starts since he threw the perfect game in Oakland on June 28th. He's up against Patrick Sandoval, the lefty tonight, who's 4-7 with a 4.41 ERA. How about Nick Pivetta, the Red Sox? They moved him to the bullpen in May. The righty matched a career high with 13 strikeouts over 6 hitless innings of relief in Boston's one-hitter, 7-0 over the A's at the Ashtray in Oakland. Connor Wong hit a 2-run double and singled in a run for a career high 3 RBIs. The Red Sox have won 8 of 9. Oakland was held to 1 hit or fewer for the 3rd time this season and shut out for the 11th time. The A's struck out a season-high 18 times in the game. Rafael Devers was held out. Tightness in his right calf had started on Sunday, so they're giving him a day-to-day rest type of thing. How about Aroldis Chapman throwing gas again? For the Rangers, that's where he is these days. Remember, he was in Kansas City, now in Texas at Globe Life. He had a 100-mile-an-hour heater. I guess they were 102.8 miles an hour, both sinkers, while striking out the side in the 9th. It was the 35-year-old lefty's first win with Texas. And that was 2 days after his first save for the Rangers. Bruce Bochy said, I said that Chapman would change this club, this bullpen. He'd make us much better. And he's done that. All-star rookie Josh Jung, your boy Young, led off the bottom of the ninth with a double and was replaced by Smith, who went to third with two outs on Lau's ground out. The 1-1 pitch from Fairbanks to Garver, 100-mile-an-hour fastball, got past the catcher Betancourt, and Smith scored to win it. The Rangers are 4-0 since the All-Star break, three of the wins coming on rallies in the sixth inning or later. One of the wins for the West leaders was their first in 28 tries while they were trailing after seven innings. Dirty Harry McClanahan gave up three hits and two runs in six innings, leaving after 69 pitches in his first start since June 30th for the AL East leading Rays. They have a one-game lead still over Baltimore. They're 3-9 in July. Of course, McClanahan was forced out of consecutive starts because of his back. It felt good to feel like myself again, he said. I feel like I had everything working tonight. It stinks, the end result, but I feel like I have a lot of good stuff to work on from tonight forward. Nathan Eovaldi, 10-3 with a 2-8, makes his first start since throwing a scoreless inning in the All-Star game. He's 9-1 in his last 15 starts. He takes on the righty Taj Bradley, who's 5-5 with a 5.4 ERA. He's allowed 16 earned runs in 12 and a third innings over his last three starts. He's 22, a rookie. He's been getting lit up. Seattle got a big 7-6 win over the first place Twins. Jared Kelnick's two-run single capped Seattle's big fifth inning against Sonny Gray, and Eugenio Suarez added a two-run homer in the seventh as the M's win the game. Logan Gilbert Grape was average in the first few innings for the M's. That snapped the Twins' three-game win streak coming out of the break. Sonny Gray cruised through four innings but fell apart in the fifth as Seattle sent nine batters to the plate and scored four runs. Teoscar Hernandez started the rally with a one-out double. Caballero had an RBI single on a two-strike pitch. Julio Rodriguez laid off several pitches to get a walk with the bases loaded and the game tied 2-2. Then Kelnick followed by fighting off a fastball and then snapped one into left field to score a pair and break the tie. Suarez's home run was his 12th with two outs in the seventh off Ortega, the reliever. The Twins will send righty Bailey Ober, who's 5-4 with a 2.61 ERA, to the hill tonight against the Mariners rookie righty Brian Wu, who's 1-1 with a 3.63 ERA.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.